line it is.
Hello, thank you for holding. Am I speaking with Dustin Brown?
Yes, sir.
Great, Dustin. My name's Daniel Nelson. I'm one of the online specialists here at Local Splash. How you doing this Wednesday, sir?
Good, good. Yourself?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. Almost to Friday, you know?
Well, we're getting there.
Yes, sir. Halfway there. So just to verify, it's Brownstone Services out of Waxahachie. Did I say that right?
Nowhere close, but I'm actually in Flower Mound.
You're in Flower Mound. Okay, got it, got it. So let me update that. And you don't have much online currently, right, for the business? It's just the Angie Lead listing?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, and I don't do Angie's Leads anymore.
Okay, got it, got it, got it. What, the leads just weren't panning out, or just curious?
It's just, there's no value in it. It's not worth the trouble going through anxiously.
Yeah. I've heard from my clients that they send that lead to multiple companies, and you're charged, like, as soon as you accept it, right? Regardless.
You charged even if you don't accept it sometimes.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah.
But, they're sending it to multiple people, and it's the racket.
Right, right. Google actually came out with their own lead program, and it's pretty nice. It's called Google Guarantee. Have you heard of that before?
I don't think so.
Okay, so it's a pay-per-lead service directly through Google, but the benefit of these leads is that they're only sent to you. So you don't share the lead with other companies, and it comes through via phone call, okay? Now, the kicker on it, and this is really why it's so popular, if you do not set an appointment with the lead, okay, or if they do not inquire about price, Google does still consider that a qualified lead, but if they don't do either of those two things, then you are not charged for the lead. Does that make sense?
So if I don't get my foot in the door, I'm able to at least see them or talk to them, then y'all don't charge me.
Exactly, and it's done automatically. So let's say, for example, they see you in the Google Guaranteed section, they call, and it's out of your service radius, a service you don't provide, you never talk to the client, or they're calling to, like, sell you life insurance. Right? All of those things are deemed as
unqualified. That actually happens.
It does.
A lot of bit. Man, it's like, what are you calling me for? You realize you just cost me money?
Right. And a lot of times they have no idea, you know. But in this situation,
most of the time they don't.
If there's no set appointment or there's not a price inquiry, you're automatically not charged for the lead. Okay. Now, there's a couple requirements to qualify for the Google Guarantee program. So the main reason they call it Google Guarantee isn't just because it guarantees you leads. It's actually guaranteeing the potential client of your work. Okay? So Google offers up to $2,000 of insurance from them directly, and they're telling that client that they've vetted you. So let me verify first off, is the company currently licensed and insured?
Yes.
Okay, so you're licensed, you're insured. Also, any face-to-face employees, Dustin, in other words, if you have like a big crew of guys, but you're the main person talking to the clients, it would be you. But any face-to-face employees would have to go through a background check. Would that be fine?
Yeah, that's fine. I'm basically the only employee. My wife helps me do the paperwork and the books, so it's just Dustin.
So it'd just be you then. They go off the past 7 years, and what they're looking for, if there's any felonies, it disqualifies you. So the background, your background's good?
For the last 7 years, yeah. Last 12, 15 years is good. I've got a TWI about 15 years ago.
Okay, got it. DUIs, too, are actually accepted for whatever, even if it was under the 7 years.
It was about 15 years ago, so we're good.
Yeah, you're good to go then. I'm actually the main person that sets these accounts up, so I'm like 100% positive, you know. Now, let me pull up, I'm sure you want to know what your lead fees would be, right?
Absolutely.
Right, that's the main question. Zip code, is it the 75167, or is it a different zip code?
75028.
75028. It should be the same, but I just want to enter the right one in. So give me one quick sec. Yeah, it's the same. Okay, so let me get the calculator out. Okay, so your cost per lead for the HVAC vertical, this doesn't fluctuate on you either, like Angie's. Doesn't go up and down. It would be $33.33 per lead. Okay. Google does require a minimum budget. This is to guarantee you up to 13 leads. You could always set a higher budget if you want, but you won't go over the budget that you set. Okay. The minimum budget I'm required to tell you about for the 13 leads is $435.
Okay. You want that up front?
No, we don't. That's the next thing I was going to get into. So we don't charge your lead budget until we finish the application process. That's where we submit your license, your insurance, run the background check. That can take 4 to 6 weeks. That's what we send in writing. But I'm the main person that sets these up. Usually it's about 3 weeks before it's all done. Okay? We do charge, though, a one-time application fee. Okay, this includes your application, your background check to get on Google Guarantee, and we create you a custom website as well. That is for $250.
Okay, and that includes...
Wait. Say that again? You kind of broke up. Yeah, I'm here.
That includes creating the website?
Yes. Let me send you an example, too, for our Google Guarantee account.
I'm going
account.
To a bad area here. I'm
okay.
driving. I may or may not lose you. If I do, then give me a call back here in probably about 2 or 3 hours.
Okay.
Because I'll be in and out of that bad zone. You might be able to call me back sooner.
Okay.
It's just a bad zone for about 10 or 15 minutes till I get through it. And I may not even lose you, but... kind of give
okay.
you a heads up. So you can call me back in about 20 minutes after I lose you. I should be able to get you back after that.
Okay, and just in case, too, what I'm doing, usually I do this a little later, but I'm going to send you my direct line and extension. Okay, so you have it?
Okay, do that.
Yes.
Yeah, and I'll call you when I get to where I'm going.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm going to send you, I know you're driving, so you don't have a way to look at it now, but I'm going to send you a website example, okay? Of what we create for you.
Now, about that website,
yes.
I pay $250. That's my application fee that for you to create the website.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say further down the road, 6 months or whatever it is, I decide, hey, you know what, this really ain't working out or whatever. Do I keep the website?
Good question. So there's two options, okay? One, you can pause your leads at any time. That's what clients usually do if they get booked out or it's out of season, or whatever the case, right? So when you pause your leads, your website stays active, okay? If you were to cancel completely, all right, what we would do is we give you two options there. You could either pay $49 a month for us to continue hosting your website, or you could buy the website out for $99.
Okay. What if I came into it and already had a website? What would y'all do then?
Yeah, it's the same application fee. It's the same $250 because that covers the Google Guaranteed section. Just for our Google Guaranteed clients, we throw in a custom website with it. So you might as well get the most bang for your buck and have us create it for you, you know?
So if I get the website and we part ways mm-hmm. and I give you the $100 to keep the website,
it's yours.
Then do I have to pay a maintenance fee to somebody else to keep the website up?
Technically not. You could host it yourself. All hosting means is like keeping it updated, right? Like the photos, the description of your work, right? Just when we host, it's just making sure that your website's staying up to date, right? So you could technically do that on your own. But
so for the $50 yeah. a month, if I was mm-hmm. to pay all that, y'all would continue to update it, this, that, and the other. You just wouldn't
yeah.
give me no lead.
Yeah, the leads, and again, instead of canceling, all you do is just pause your leads. You know what I'm saying? Because I have 100% retention rate on these accounts. Like, Google Guarantee is the best lead program on the market. Like, it beats out Home Advisor, Thumbtack, Networks, which is kind of interesting. Because those are some of Google's biggest clients. Yeah, it's like all the things you wish Angie Leads was, that's Google Guarantee. Like, I kid you not.
It sounds pretty good. I've looked into creating my website. I've looked into, because if you go to a HostGator or whatever you want to call them, they're charging you how much ever for 2 or 3 years. And then after that, you're paying a monthly fee. And that's with me managing the website.
Right. So see, with this, like, let's say you pause your leads, the website's like included, right? So if you pause your leads, you have no monthly, right? And even if you have your leads active, you're only paying for the leads. So the website's just thrown in as an extra incentive. And it's not like a basic website. Like, we do a lot of work to them. It's a multi-page, multi-faceted site. Like, for our Google Guarantee clients, we throw in the enhanced website.
Okay. Now, I'm liking the sound of it. It sounds reasonable. I mean, I've done some research on it, so I'm kind of familiar with what everybody else is trying to charge.
Right.
I think I like the idea of it so far.
Well, first thing I always like to do is have everything sent to you guys in writing, okay? So what's the best email address for you, Dustin?
It's brownstone, one word, .services01@gmail.com.
Got it. All right. So.
And then once I get this website, I can then have my email sent to the website, dustyb@bcs or whatever it is.
Yes. We offer Google Workspaces too. Like, let's say it's a brownstoneservices.com that we create for you. What we can do is we can create you like a sales at Brownstone Services or Dustin at Brownstone Services. Yes, sir.
How many of those do I get?
I believe you get like as many as possible, but there's an extra charge on them. Let me see exactly what that is, because they usually do that part on the tech side, you know.
But probably 4 or 5 would be included. As of right now, I wouldn't need any more than that.
Yeah, I'm just double checking. Hold on. Let me message the director on that side.
Okay.
So I'm just waiting on a response from him. In the meantime, though, let me get these emails sent off to you. Usually they do that on the setup side. That's why I don't have the answer, but I'm glad you asked it. That way you have it for future clients, you know? So give me one sec. He's typing. What was your question?
2 or 3 included.
Yeah, I asked him that as well, because I was under the impression it's just one, but I want to make sure. All right. So... okay, so he said it's $19 a month per domain.
Well, that's on top of everything else.
That's on top of everything else. Yes, sir.
$19 a month per email or per website?
Domain email. Yes, sir.
Damn.
Yeah. What I'd recommend, though, is, let us set up your account. I'll have them, let me see, 19 equals 1. Okay, I got it, man. So let us set up your account, and basically, if it's cheaper for you to purchase your own Google Workspace, then you could do that, too, no problem. We'll walk you through how to do it.
If it's cheaper to do what?
For you to purchase your own Google Workspace. Which is what we're talking about right now, the email.
Okay. And instead of paying the 19th. And that is, but that's not a website.
No, no, the website's included. Don't worry about the website. We're including that for you.
Workspace and the website are two different things.
Well, yeah, Workspace is different. Yes, sir.
But Workspace can be piggybacked off of the website.
Correct. Correct. And we'll, like I said, like I'm all about getting my clients the best deal. So if it's cheaper for you to purchase your own Google Workspace, we'll work that out for you. Is all I'm saying. You know?
Okay.
All right, so I sent you the email on Google Guarantee. I'm also replying to that email with your cost per lead and what the minimum budget is. That way you have it in writing, okay? $435 minimum budget. I didn't mean to cut you off, dude. Did you have a question?
No, no, no. I'm just going through everything in my head. I like... So far, I like the idea of pretty much everything. I think the $20 a month for an email is a bit much. But like you said, there may be a way around that.
Yeah, I'd let them get over, because what's going to happen is you're going to have a technician assigned to your company that manages your leads. It'll be either Perry, Ivan, or Patricia, and I'll get them assigned momentarily here.
I have an issue down the road, 2-3 weeks, whatever it is, mm-hmm. I need to reach out and talk to somebody. Do I get someone like you that answers the phone and I can talk to, or do I get transferred half a dozen times and
call me?
There's a loss of communication between the two of us.
No, no, no. So I sent you my direct line and extension. Okay. If I'm on the phone with another client, when you call, I call back right after I'm off the phone. And if I'm not, then I just answer the call live. But I tell all my clients to call me first.
Every time I have an issue, I call and talk to you.
Call me. Call me. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm really active in my account, even though I'm not managing your leads. Like, let's say it's a lead question, right? What I want to do is I want you to call me first. That way I can set an appointment with you and your lead specialist, or if they're available, just get you straight over to them. But, yeah, call me first.
Okay.
Okay. All right. All right. So I sent you the emails. Now let me go ahead and verify. So the company is Brownstone Services. Is that correct?
Sir?
Yeah.
Okay. Now I hate to ask this question, but
okay.
Let's say down the road, Google decides for whatever reason that they don't like what I'm putting on my website. They don't agree with my messaging. Can they then just shut me down?
No. So we're a Google Premier partner, so we're completely up to date with Google's algorithms and what's like not allowed.
To people right now.
Yeah, so a lot of people got their listing suspended recently. You don't have to worry about that happening to you because, again, we're a Google Premier partner. We have, for Google Guarantee specifically, a rep assigned to our company. Her name's Alicia. So we have, like, a liaison we go through. We don't have to, like, wait on hold for hours. Like, we have a direct contact, but you don't have to worry about your website getting red flagged. Yeah.
So the people that are on YouTube right now saying things that Google don't agree with, so they just ban them, that's not going to happen.
Not going to happen, no, sir, because we're completely up to date with, like, what's not allowed, what's allowed. There's something called black hat SEO, right? We don't do any of that here, right? In fact, this part of the program, we're doing Google Guarantee specifically with the custom website attached. You don't have to worry about getting banned, if that's what your question is.
Yeah, basically, they flip a coin and say, let's go find this. Yeah, we don't like that. We're just going to ban them.
You know, a lot of that stuff to you, like with Facebook too and Google, like I don't agree with all of it, right? But you're in good hands with us because we're going to make sure that stuff doesn't happen to you, you know?
No, and of course I'm not going to be on there trying to preach a message anyway. There to make money and to sell my business. That's it.
Right, exactly.
Somewhere else.
But what I think's weird is it's like freedom of speech, right? And Facebook's like a social media platform, So it's crazy, like, how many people get banned for just, like, saying their message out there, whatever, you know, and it's, you know, I don't agree with it completely, but it is what it is, man. You don't have to worry about that, though, with us, right? We're not going to be posting, you know, any stuff that will get you banned, is what I'm saying.
So if they're still that, well, we just better not cross that line because they could.
Yeah, but we'll make sure we don't cross that line for you, brother. I got you, man.
Terrible world.
Yeah, I try to, like, never get into politics with clients because I have no idea which way, you know, they go, you know, but I'll just be full disclosure, I'm a Republican, you know. You know, I mean.
You gotta be careful nowadays, unfortunately.
Right. You gotta walk on eggshells with what you say, man. You might, you know, piss off the wrong group. You know? It's crazy.
Hopefully time for change is coming, though. Hopefully
I hope people
start to put their eyeballs open and start to realize, damn, there's a better way.
Yeah, I hope so too, man. You know, but I just stay in my lane and I do what I do, you know. Just help clients with Google Guarantee and keep rolling.
That's the best
way
to be. And that's the way most Republicans are. They just stay in their lane. They mind to themselves. They do their deal.
Right.
And unfortunately, that's part of the reason we're in the situation we're in, because nobody has bounced back and said, no, you can't do that.
I agree. You know, a friend and me were talking about that the other day. And, you know, I just, man, the important thing to me, you know, is my family. That's why I stay in my lane, to just keep, you know, providing and doing what's best for them, going to the football games, you know, all that stuff, man. But, no, I get what you're saying completely. Yeah. What's the new address?
1041. Colony Street. That's in Flower Mound.
Got it. Flower Mound. Give me a second. There it is. All right. So 1041 Colony Street, Flower Mound, and 75028. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right. And that's your residential, right? You want that hidden on your Google Guarantee profile?
Yeah, that's my residence. I need to get either a P.O. box or... I'm trying to find a shop right now. I used to have one there in Waxahachie, but my house burnt down in Waxahachie, and I ended up moving here to Flower Mound. So I got rid of a shop that I had.
Wow. How did it burn down? Were there fires out there?
Damn kids playing in the garage.
Man, that's crazy. Yeah.
That was a total loss, man. It was just bad. We're still going through it. Still fighting the insurance company.
Yeah, it's crazy how those insurance companies are, man. They try to find, like, whatever reason not to pay, you know? Like, why am I paying insurance for my whole life, man? You know? Come on.
Yeah.
Pay up.
Everything's great whenever they're trying to get your money, but when it's time to pay the piper, it's, oh, whoa, well, now, hold on now.
Right. My sister's fighting insurance right now, you know, over a car accident. You know, it's been, like... been like a year or something, so crazy, man. Yeah, but whatever. She wasn't at fault, so she should win, but they're just dragging their feet, man. It's insane, you know? Crazy.
Yeah, that's it. That's what they're going to do, man. That's what these guys are doing with us. Supposedly, they've got 2 years to drag their feet, and if they don't settle in 2 years, then it has to go to court, and... apparently, they don't want to go to court. Nobody wants to go to court over it because then they're having to pay our attorneys.
Right.
They go to court.
Right.
Maybe they'll
fucking
settle.
So 2 years is their cap. Yeah, they have to, man.
2 years.
Like you said, it's all about money. Right before the 2 year mark, they'll be like, okay, we'll do it.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. But I'm out. A place to live for 2 years. I'm out thousands of dollars trying to find somewhere else. But anyway.
It'll all work out, man. It'll all work out. What goes around comes around, you know. Service radius. How far do you want to travel?
I think if you put me on the 75028,
mm-hmm.
you know, 20 to 35 mile radius.
Okay. And you'll get, like, a list of cities. So Google Guarantee is, like, specific. Like, you could target specific areas. So, and my next question, too, are you doing all types of HVAC work?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right. And just re-verifying the company is currently licensed, insured, and you will pass the background check. All right.
Yes, sir.
Put that in here. Okay. So the next step to this, Dustin, what I'm going to do, I'm going to schedule your client interview with your technician assigned to your leads. I have you assigned to Ivan. Okay, he's awesome. He just wants to meet you. He's going to go over with you how many leads you want daily, weekly, monthly. Also, very, very important, I'm going to have an application sent to you via text and via email. He's going to be able to make sure that application is filled out correctly. Okay? After I scheduled that appointment, there's going to be a second appointment scheduled for your custom website design. That will be with Celine. Okay, she's amazing. She's probably my favorite on that side. Now, before I jump into scheduling that for a time that works best for you, regarding the billing information, the card you're going to be using to secure the position with today, is the billing address the new address, the 1041 yeah. Colony Street?
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. So that's already changed over. Okay. And the name on the card, is it Dustin Brown, or is there a middle initial too?
I can't remember if there's a middle initial on that one or not. If there is, it'd be Dustin L. Brown.
Okay. L like Larry, right?
Yes. Yeah,
okay.
It's Dustin L. Brown.
Okay.
Brownstone Services underneath that.
Okay, got it. Brownstone Services. All right. And the card, is it a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
It's Visa. Now, are you wanting that $250 today?
Yeah, it's just the one-time application fee of $250. So we're not charging your lead fees yet.
Okay, well, I need to talk this over with the boss, the wife. I know we're looking into doing this. I like the idea of this. I do. Then we still have the discrepancy on that. Just does the website
and the
and my application fee.
Correct.
And then we're trying to determine whether I'm going to pay $20 a month for one email, or if we can somehow get a Google Works space into the website.
Yeah, so from us, what was given to me is $19 for the Google Workspace. It may be cheaper for you to do it yourself on that situation. So what I'll do is I'll have Ivan kind of walk you through that, you know?
Okay. And then about the lead fees, do you still want the 13 leads times $33 up front? Obviously not right now, but that would be 6 weeks down the road, wouldn't it?
Yeah. So as soon as your application process is done, right, where we submit license, insurance, background check, and get you in the Google Guaranteed section, you're going to receive a text and email saying your application is approved. Are you ready to start taking on the leads? When you are ready at that point, give me a second. Just pulling up what the minimum budget was again. When you're ready, that $435 will be charged, meaning you have 13 leads in the bank. You only pay for qualified leads, meaning you either set an appointment or there was a price inquiry.
So we're looking at $600, $700, maybe $800 before this is all said and done.
The $250, the application is the only thing up front, and then there's going to be the $435 that's due. So,
right, which you'll take all of that at one time.
The $435, yeah. So it'd be a total of $685. So $250 at startup, right? That's just to get your application, get your website built. And then the $435 will be charged after your Google Guarantee account is active.
So we're looking at about $700 before I make a dollar.
Yeah, $685. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I still kind of like the idea of it. I think it's probably going to be the direction I go, but let me mull over about it. I hate to make a decision on the spot. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I get what you're saying.
So let me do some thinking, do some figuring. Maybe you can pray about it. But I like the idea. I do, and I think it's going to be the direction I go, to be honest with you. It's just going to be, even when I pull the trigger today, tomorrow, it's going to be another 3 to 4 weeks minimum before I'm able to even take leads, right?
Correct. Correct. Because we have to get that application process submitted.
Okay.
The only thing I want to tell you on that is you want to be on top of the application. Okay. So I send it to you via text and via email after we process the application fee. Get started on that as soon as possible. It's really quick. There's 3 pages. The first page is the longest one. Page 2 and page 3, you'll breeze by. But page 1's like putting your license, your insurance information, all that good stuff. And you want to get that submitted ASAP. The quicker we have that, the sooner we can get that process done.
Okay. And can I start getting that filled out before I give you the $250?
So we,
I mean,
we
am I
submitted,
gonna have access to it?
Yeah, so we submit it after the application fee is charged, is the way it works.
So
it automatically triggers. Yeah.
The paperwork until I give you the $250.
Yes, yes, because that $250 is covering your application, right? So it's going to cover the background check, submitting it to Google for us managing your account, and the custom website as well.
Okay.
But I'm telling you, it is amazing. Like, you're going to want to do it. I completely respect you want to pray on it, think over it. But, man, I don't know how to tell you or give this program as much justice as it deserves. I literally have 100% retention rate on it. Like, once it gets going, you're going to see what I'm talking about. It is amazing.
No, I think you're right. I do. I've been looking into other options and this, that, and the other. And y'all manage the website for me, right? Y'all post stuff on there and y'all do whatever?
Yes, sir. Correct.
Yeah. All right. Well, I just pulled up to this location here. I got to clean out my trailer and start getting all my scrap stuff together.
Yeah, take your time.
So
take your time. When should I follow up with you?
I've got give me a call. How late are you in this evening?
We're here till 6 p.m. So 9 a.m.
Okay,
to 6 p.m. Central.
9 a.m. Central. Damn, those are both bad spots. Just call me first thing in the morning.
Okay. All right. So I'll give you a call at 9 a.m. tomorrow, okay?
Yes, sir. Sounds great, man. I appreciate it.
Perfect, Dustin. I look forward to working with you, okay? Have a great rest of your day.
Yes, sir.
All right,
yes, sir.
Sir.